back, if not here, then I'll do that in the back.
Okay, right, let's call us to order. Seeing as I'm developing a reputation for being meetings police and starting on time, we can't fail with the final item of our business for this week. So welcome, everyone. This is the meeting of the CCNSO Council. Now, I'm aware we do have a few new people in the audience, so I thought it might just be quite helpful to quickly run down with some introductions. If councillors could say where they're from and the organisation that they're representing, or whether they're a non-com appointee. So to lead by example, I'm Leslie Cowley, I'm from Nominet, and I'm a European CCNSO councillor. Patricia.
Yeah, Patricia Poblete from .cl, Latin American region.
Hi, I'm Dottie Sparks DeBlanc from .vi, U.S. Virgin Islands, and we happen to be part of North America.
Hirohota .jp, AP region.
Jen Zhang, non-com nominee.
Sokolagio, non-com nominee from Albania.
Juhani Juselius, .fi for Finland, that is in Europe.
Fernando España for Newstar.us, North American region.
Paulus Nirenda from Malawi.mw, representing the Africa region.
Keith Davidson, .nz, Asia Pacific region. Thank you.
Becky Burr, NOMCOM appointee, US.
Yelmi.krap.
Rudolf Meijer, .nl.
Just in time. We won't mark you as absent then. Okay, so welcome everyone. We have an agenda that the councillors have. Gabby, has that been published on our website?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So let's go through the agenda then, please. We have apologies from Byron Holland, who has had to leave early, and Victor Aboud. Do we have any other apologies?
Victor Abbott.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move to item two, which is our minutes and actions from our council call only 2 weeks ago on the 7th of June. Can I have any comments on the minutes, please? Any matters of accuracy? All okay? All okay. Okay. Perhaps then let's move to an update on the actions, Gabby and Bart.
Yes, we had our first action was 6401. That was a follow-up action to action 6302, which had not been completed, which was Becky Burr to, on behalf of the council, draft a response to Rod Beckstrom on continuity plan and crisis communication strategy. And the new action was that Bart Boswinkle was to contact Becky Burr to follow up on the draft response. Bart?
Action has been completed. Becky submitted a response, and to my knowledge, it will be on the council agenda in end of August.
Then we had an outstanding action, 6303, Bart Boswinkle to inform the ICANN Board Structural Improvements Committee, the SIC, about the adoption of the CCNSO review work plan.
That action has been completed. It's now also included in, say, the update on the work plan itself. It's one of the agenda items.
We had another outstanding action, 6304. Bart Boswinkle to elaborate option B in the paper on a closed section on the CCNSO website, including preparation for a conference training session.
The conference training session has been provided by Christina. The second action point, to my recollection, we would defer it until August because it's also part of the implementation of or proposal for implementation of the conference wiki for the closed working group or for closed section for the CCTLD managers.
Then we had action 6402, Gabriella Schittig, to work with the councillors to complete the set of photographs and biographies on the CCNSO council page. This has been done, and you can see everyone is now up there. Then action 6403, the chair to contact Katim Turai to ask whether observers would be accepted at the preparation meeting in Singapore for the ICANN Summit on Developing Countries.
That was done, and both council representatives and observers went to that meeting.
Action 6404, the secretariat to send a note to thank the people involved in the CCNSO response on the ICANN Security, Stability and Resilience Plan framework.
I've sent a note to the drafters of that working group.
Action 6405, the councillors to provide feedback on the email list to the briefing paper on cross-community working groups before the Singapore meeting.
And received no feedback.
And then action 6406, Byron Holland to raise with Rod Beckstrom at the SOAC chair meeting the CCNSO concern regarding the lack of involvement in the CCTLD issues discussed in the European Commission and France.
And that was indeed raised, and that concern was noted.
Okay. That were all actions.
Thank you very much. Any councillor questions or anything we've missed? No? Okay. We'll take those matters as those minutes as agreed then. Thank you. So, item three on the agenda is the high-level debriefing on CCNSO-related activities. And those of you that have been to these meetings before will note that that's a new agenda item. And if I can just explain, that came around because The way that the council is working now is to try to share some of the responsibilities and actions more than maybe we did so previously, and that then necessitates us sharing information and what we are doing more, which is why that's now a standing item for each council call and each meeting. So if I can lead by example with the chair's debriefing. Although it's been 2 weeks since the last call, like all of us, I've been very much involved in the pre-ICAM meeting preparations, the weekly call with Bart as the CCNSO Secretariat is now in place, and that seems to be working. We had an agenda-setting call with myself and the two vice chairs to produce the agenda for this meeting. I have had a series of discussions with the GNSO chair about the desirability of the GNSO and the CCNSO working in a bit more of a coordinated fashion and also making our time together during this week much more productive and supportive. And hopefully we'll see some improvements in that interaction coming through as a result of that, but early days. I was invited to a chairs meeting by with Rod and David Olive from the policy VP, which is a standing feature of ICAM meetings where the chairs have an informal get-together. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend, but Byron attended on my behalf. That's all from me in just the last 2 weeks. Hero, as vice chair, do you have anything to
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. Before Singapore asked RDN CCPDP working group to chair, I have been thinking about the voting issue as we discussed in the CCNSO meeting this morning. And as an individual CCNSO member, I prepared my presentation regarding the disaster in Japan. I think that's all.
Thank you, Hiro. If I can run down the councillors, starting on to my right, Rodolf.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, just a recap of what the SOP has been doing. That's what you're asking for me, no?
Anything separate from the working group updates?
Oh, no. It's just a working group I've been involved with so far.
Bart and I have been working to smooth out the get the count the role related to drafting in place, and we've worked on some guidelines for commenting and written some letters.
Okay, so maybe it's my turn to say something. I visited .ax registry last week, and I had a short presentation about ICANN and CCNSO there. And well, basically they were interested in our community, but it's quite obvious that they don't have no human or financial resources to join our community.
No one else, thank you. Well, it has only been 2 weeks, so. Okay. Our next item then is the CCNSO response to the NTIA further notice of inquiry. So this is for discussion, please. We have a suggestion that in order to submit a CCNSO response, we would need to complete a draft by Friday the 1st of July. Seek feedback from councillors by the 8th of July, then feedback from CCNSO council members from the 12th until the 19th of July in order to get something in by the comment deadline. We have a proposed drafting team of Becky Burr, Catherine Reynolds from .ca, Keith Davidson from .nz, Martin Boyle from .uk, Stefan Johnson from .se and Paul Schindler from .au, and a draft resolution as well on the agenda. Could I have any comments or questions, please? You're all very quiet. This is a bit worrying. Paulos, thank you.
Maybe just to find out if 7 days is adequate for requesting member input from members.
Probably not, would be the honest response, but you'll be aware there's only a 45-day period for comments as decided by the NTIA. So what we are trying to do is ensure a process that meets with that deadline so we can get our comments in on time.
Yes, just for clarification, the 45 days means that the submission date is 29th of July. So there is a bit of slack possible, but preferably not.
I just want to make clear that any draft that comes out of the working group will, of course, be circulated to all of the members for comments and input, and we have a period for incorporating that.
But it's short, as indeed we've noted. So unless we go back to the NTIA and ask for an extension for the CCMSO, it might be a bit tricky. Okay, so the draft resolution is the CCNSO proposed to initiate the process to provide a CCNSO response on the further notice of inquiry as announced by the NTIA of the US government in accordance with the timeline as proposed and confirms the members of the drafting team. If we're in agreement with that, can I have a proposer and a seconder, please? A proposer? Keith? Sorry, Dottie. You okay?
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. That one's then passed. And we'll do our best to meet the deadlines. Moving on then, item 5 is the CCNSO Council statement on the ICANN budget and operational plan process. As many of you will be aware, we seem to have had rather a lot of discussions around this subject this week. So the background is that the CCNSO SOP and the Finance Working Group has held extensive discussions with ICANN staff on the Draft Operations Plan and Budget 2012. The CCTLD community present in Singapore, so I had a 4 o'clock call from my husband, I haven't been the same since. The community present in Singapore has had discussions with ICANN staff and the ICANN Board of Directors on the Ops Plan and Budget. During these discussions, the SOP and the Finance Working Group and the CCTLD community expressed their concerns about ICANN's draft budget and Ops Plan. And we have a draft resolution on the agenda. Can I have any comments, please? Roloff. Youngham.
I just wanted to mention in our discussions with the board and also with the GAC, it was quite clear that they were not aware of some of the issues that we had raised, and I would like to commend the SOP Working Group and the Finance Working Group on identifying those important issues. And I'm sure that you will do a very good job of raising these issues. But among that, I think one of the most important issues that we need to raise is not just the amount of the budget, but a plan, whether they have a management plan for the budget.
Yeah. Thank you, Youngham. Roloff? Yeah.
Sorry, did you switch it off before you gave it to me?
I did not. Youngham did.
Can I be so bold as to make a suggestion for a line that you submit to the board? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could we insert, we strongly advise the board not to approve the 2012 operational plan and budget before the issues identified by the SOP working group have been adequately addressed? You don't have to copy it. I can send it to you.
It's quite strong language.
Well, we can leave out strongly and then just say we advise.
Okay. Anyone else? But
This is more a procedural resolution that you are requested to express the concerns, and so as a result you can express anything you want, just reiterate what you want, and maybe that's why it's drafted this way, so we don't have to draft a response here on the fly.
Okay. At risk of making it up on the fly, I'm happy to consult with Roloff and any others on the wording and subtlety and etc.
Okay, fine. Because I do not intend to raise the point again at the public forum myself, because I'm getting a bit tired of repeating myself all the time. But I've understood that Mathieu will bring up. He's a member of the working group, and he will bring it up remotely, I think.
Okay, thank you.
The intention of this resolution is that it is done as chair of the CCNSO Council.
I know.
And therefore, probably as an expression of the concern of the whole CCNSO community.
Yeah, I think as we've already noted this week, we seem to be the people who've focused on this issue. We did ask for it to be added as an item for the public meeting. Therefore, it would be a bit odd if we didn't then say something. And I think the task will be to gather up the comments that we've made this week and input them to that. Yeah? Okay. Anyone else? No? Okay. So the draft resolution is that the CCNSO Council requests its chair to reiterate and express the concerns raised at the public forum meeting and to include a statement of such effect in the update to the ICAM board. Can I have a proposer, please? Roloff and Youngham to second, because you were the second person to put your hand up. Thank you. Okay, moving to item six then, the working group updates. I'm afraid that the first one is the finance working group, but Byron has had to leave early. We have other councillors that are also members of the finance working group. Are either of you able to step in, Yohani? That surprised you now, hasn't it?
Sorry, I didn't attend the working group meeting here, so.
Roloff, you did go.
Okay. Would it be okay if I do the two at the same time, because we had a joint meeting? So I can't really report on what the financial working group did before my arrival here in Singapore, because I wasn't part of that. But so I'll start with the SOP. We submitted our comments on the present version of the 2012 operational plan last Thursday, and we had a joint session with the finance working group, of which I'm an ex officio member, last Sunday afternoon, where we had a discussion with Juan Nogueira from ICANN on the points that we raised on the operational plan and budget, with a fairly lengthy discussion on the issue of the finance working group, the CCNSO contributions, and the costs that have been allocated to the CCTLD community. In the present version, where there was this 2 million mistake in the calculations. And after that, we had Carol there from ICANN, and she presented the strategic planning process to us, which has started that afternoon. Yesterday morning, we had a joint session with the finance working group and the SOP working group here in the CCNSO meeting, so I'm sure you're all aware of that, where we discussed the points that we raised to us, ICANN, on those issues. We had Juan Akram present there for operational plan and budget, and we had Kurt and Carol here, and they explained the strategic planning process to all the people present here in the room.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Olaf, please? No? Okay, thank you. So the next item is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, and the chair of that group is Keith.
Thank you, Leslie. The working group has not met since the last council call and is meeting on Thursday here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on then to item 6.4, which is the IDN PDP Working Group 1. an update from Bart.
The chair of this working group suggested that the working group would not go into hibernation. It means that we stick to the original plan. The chair thought that the council had made a resolution or passed a resolution to put it in hibernation. That has not happened. It was proposed for this meeting, so there is no action needed from the council to move forward in the original envisioned manner. So that's an easy one. The working group has a sub-working group which will start, will keep on working on guidelines for the fast-track process, which will also be incorporated in the overall policy.
Thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments for Bart, please? No? Okay, thank you. So the next one is agenda item 6.5, which is the IDN-PDP Working Group 2, the chair of which is Hero, and we heard from you earlier as well.
Yes, Working Group 2 has continued its discussion, especially on voting mechanism. To move forward, inputs were solicited from CCNSO members' meeting this morning. Working Group 2 is going to meet tomorrow morning from 9:30 at the Orchid Room. So Working Group members, non-members, please come and give your further thoughts, please.
Thank you, Hero, and perhaps we could hear suggested next steps on the next council call from that meeting. That would be great. Any questions or comments to Hero, please? Youngham?
Just a question. On the ICANN schedule, it says that the PDP working group is closed, but I'm just wondering if it would be possible for us to sit in.
The schedule is one. The way it works is another thing.
Okay. Moving on. Item 6.6, the Instant Repository Implementation Working Group. An update via Bart, please.
There's nothing much to update. The only thing is they will have their first meeting tomorrow and their first job will be to nominate a chair.
Okay, thank you. So we'll have an update on the chair on the next council call. Item 6.7 then, the joint CCNSO-GNSO-IDN working group, the JIG, for which we have the co-chair, John.
We had a face-to-face meeting this Monday. We made quite progress on three issues. The first is single character IDN. Since our final report has been adopted by both council, so next step is going to be following with staff on implementation, both on G side and CC side. On variance issue, we're coordinating with VIP team from ICANN and also IETF. VIP team had meetings on Saturday whole day. We've been participated and observed all the five language working group. There's working scope has been decided. VIP is going to work on specific language policies. JAG is going to work on policy implementation and ICANN process in relation with allocation and delegation. So next step is going to be observe and participate in the discussion of IDN VIP study group and continue discussion on policy expect to be considered in light with proposed IDN VIP studies. And then synchronize timeline and efforts with IDN VIP and coordinate to IETF DNS extension work. So on the third issue, universal acceptance of IDN, where you know basically just stuck taking the issues we could consider right now. So that's pretty much the progress we made. But we do have issue need to be resolved on our actually item agenda next.
Let's go to that when we get
there.
Thank
you.
So on the current state of progress, any questions or comments, please? No? Okay. Thank you. So the next item is 6.8, which is the Joint Security and Stability Working Group, the DSSA. An update from Bart, please.
Again, nothing much to update. There was a presentation yesterday at the members' meeting. Tomorrow will be the first working group meeting for 1.5 hours. There is one update, unfortunately. One of the co-chairs, Mike O'Connor, has resigned.
Indeed, noted. Next item is 6.9, which is the study group on the use of names for countries and territories, which we covered partly in the GAC. Becky?
We had an initial call and began to get organized. I think we the Norwegian contribution has been very interesting and will be something to discuss on our next, and we're meeting tomorrow.
Thank you, Becky. Sorry, I jumped over any questions on 6.8. So any questions on 6.8 or 6.9, please?
For 6.9, the group has still not nominated a chair, and that's going to cause, moving forward, that will cause some problems. Mm-hmm. So I think the council might, if the council would be willing to express its concern, we could express that concern tomorrow.
Is there a special reason for that? Do we know why?
Well, normally we like to have a real CCTLD, or at least I think, chairing these things. So although I was going to be a co-chair, but we just need another chair from a CCTLD. I don't. It's just my sensitivity. I think Bart shares it as well.
So rather than officially resolve something, can we just urge you to sort that out? Would that be okay?
Is there any way we can help?
We just need to call them up one by one.
You can speak to Mike.
I asked if there was any way we could help to solve the problem.
We issued a call for volunteers, and I think we now just have to go and talk to people directly to get a volunteer.
It's a voluntary force as opposed to volunteer. Isn't that the terminology? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item 6.10 is the GAC CCNSO liaison. Keith, do you want to give us an update on that, please?
Certainly. There was a very late and very ad hoc set of circumstances that came together in recent days that enabled a relatively useful agenda to be developed for the joint GAC CCNSO meeting this morning. Our group hasn't been functioning from the CCTLD side or from the CCNSO side, primarily because we haven't had anyone to interact with from the GAC. But I think, judging from the spirit of today's meeting, that there is a future, and it's now a question of gauging what it is and what form it should take. So after a lull of a couple of ICANN meetings with no joint meetings, the liaison group will now rub the sleep out of its eyes and reactivate.
Thank you, Keith. Any comments or questions, please, for Keith on that? Personally, I would urge you to make sure that that continues and the GAC is engaged. And I seem to have the support of the GAC chair on that, which might help.
Excellent. And thanks for your efforts too, Leslie.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on from working group updates, we go back to the JIG status. The background for which is in the original charter, we had envisaged that when the applicant guidebook was published, that the JIG would come to a close. And as Jan advised earlier, that the JIG is still currently working on two activities which are relevant for both the GNSO and the CCNSO, and is in the process of providing clarification to ICANN on the implementation aspects of its final report on the introduction of single character IDNs. The JIG has indicated that it wants to proceed and will provide a timeline and some further detail on its remaining activities. And we have also had an indication from the CCNSO, the GNSO, that it wants to continue the working group. Jan, do you want to add anything more to that?
Actually, I think we're going to provide the plan and specify the item and the working item and also the timeline pretty soon. We already started this discussion in JAG.
Okay, thank you. So the draft resolution is the CCNSO Council resolves to extend the timeline of the JIG working group until its next meeting in August 2011, when it expects an overview of the activities and associated timeline of the JIG working group, and then we will revisit the extension of the charter at that meeting. Can I have any comments or questions on that resolution in the background, please? Yangam?
Yes, I'd just like to mention that in light of the VIP project, the variant project which the ICANN is conducting presently, because the variant issue is one of the important issues of the JIG, I strongly support the extension of the working group. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So can I have a proposer for the resolution? Yangon. And a seconder, please. Lots. Let's have Hero. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 8 then, which is the CCNSO draft work plan. For background, this has been the subject of several teleconference calls and various iterations of the work plan. And we're looking at two things on this agenda item. Firstly, at the work plan itself, and then secondly, at the guidelines. So by way of background, as a result of the CCNSO review and of the changing responsibilities of our chair, vice-chair, etc., the CCNSO is expected to introduce, maintain and review a 3-year forward-looking rolling policy roadmap. We've been discussing the work plan and the associated procedures since our meeting in San Francisco, and an overview has already been provided. Now, obviously, I guess we should also say that this will be a work plan that will be subject to frequent alteration, but it does provide an overview and a look forward. Can I have any comments on the work plan or questions on the work plan itself, please?
Well, I think it's very good that we have it, and I'm sure we will have to do some changes in the coming time, but I was just wondering how are we going to make sure that we maintain, when we review the plan and change it, that we maintain the link with the document we discussed earlier, where we, I don't know what the title is, but where we but this division of tasks for the councillors, because mm-hmm. there should be a link between the two, I think.
If you look at the roles and
responsibilities,
the roles and responsibilities document, it is clearly that oversight on the update is with the chair of the council, and the management of the document is with staff. That's included in the roles and responsibilities.
But this is where I say that when I was asking about what each of you could bring to the table, several of you said that you were very good at project management, so we would be looking for your expertise and support in that task. Okay, so can I have a proposer, please, for the work plan? Roloff, thank you. And a seconder? Ooh. Johanni, thank you. Thank you for that. Next item then is to approve the work plan guidelines. The guidelines have also been out on the council list, and the draft resolution is that we adopt the guidelines to maintain, update and review the CCNSO work plan. request the Secretariat to publish both the guidelines and the work plan on the CCNSO website. And then finally, the CCNSO Secretariat is requested to inform the Board Structural Improvement Committee of the implementation of this CCNSO improvement recommendation, i.e. we can tick something off as done. Any questions or comments on that one, please? Carlos?
I just wanted a clarification on the review. The review will be of the work plan or of the activities on the work plan? Will it be of what we're actually doing or the plan itself?
Do you want me to answer? The review is, in fact, the annual review, so of both the activities, so the full range of activities, so it's reconsidering. That's why I use, or that's why the two different mechanisms are proposed of updating, that is, say, during that year is adding or retracting activities. A review is a full review of the work plan itself, whether it's still, with the clusters in we identified, are still relevant, et cetera, and looking forward.
Thank you, Paulus. Does that answer your question?
It's achievements and so forth.
It makes sense. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thank you for that. Okay. Everyone okay with that one? Did I do a proposal and seconder? No, I haven't. On the guidelines. Gosh. Thank you, Becky. A seconder, please. Thank you. Okay. And also, can I note, thanks to Bart, who's put in a lot of work on getting this work plan together, and no doubt will continue to provide a lot of work on organisation of the work plan. Thank you. Okay. Moving to item 9, then, which is where we're talking about processes for CCNSO responses and position statements. And there's been quite a bit of conversation around how we produce a council statement or a CCNSO statement, or even a bit like when in Nairobi we had to produce a statement rather quickly in order to address an important issue. So the background is, excuse me, as a result of the CCNSO review, the CCNSO is expected to document its practices to provide a response or statement that reflects the views of the CCNSO or the CCNSO Council. And based on the experiences that we've had of providing statements on a range of topics and events during the last year, we're proposing three types of mechanisms. At the last conference call, the CCNSO Council agreed the overall timeline and activities associated with the response mechanisms, and they've now documented in the guideline. So we have three variations. There's a process for a CCNSO response or statement. There's a process for a CCNSO Council response or statement. And then there is a critical incident statement process. Moving up the one at the front is somewhat slower than the one at the end, if we can be clear. Can I have any comments or questions on the background and the issue, please? Everyone relatively comfortable with having processes for that? Thank you. A bit scary. It did demonstrate how long it will take to produce some things. Okay. So the draft resolution then is that the CCNSO Council adopts the guideline CCNSO procedures for CCNSO statements. CCNSO Secretariat is requested to publish the guidelines on the CCNSO website and inform the Board Structural Improvement Committee of the implementation of this CCNSO improvement recommendation. Can I have a proposer, please? Thank you very much. And a seconder? Youngham, thank you. So passed. We're getting there. Item 10, then. The implementation plan for the CCNSO review recommendations. Item 10.1 is the current status of the ICAM board implementation plan, but...
The current status is that there was a draft implementation plan that was sent to the SIC, so the Structural Improvement Committee, which reflected the CCNSO implementation plan. They were one-to-one. The board or the SIC now has moved it to the full board for adoption, and it is on the consent agenda for Friday morning. So that is most likely to be adopted. So therefore, there will be no additional actions than those identified under the CCNSO implementation plan of the recommendations, and we well ahead of schedule of the board implementation plan.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions for Bart, please, on that? No? Not very exciting. And item 10.2 is to receive an updated review implementation work plan.
Yes, the only thing I know now is that we ticked off, in fact, all the urgent urgent recommendations or the recommendations with a high priority. There were three of them. And we are ahead of implementing a recommendation with medium priority, that is to start using collaboration tools. That's with the, the conference and with the trainings, etc.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And I assume an updated version of that will come back onto the council agenda at a regular interval. Okay, thank you. Moving on to item 11 then, a report back from a preparatory meeting on the Developing Countries Summit, which happened this week. So we elected two council representatives, Sokol and Rolando, and we also had two observers, Ron and Parlos. Sokol, are you able to report back to the councillor members, please?
Yes. The original idea was, as proposed by Katim, a board member, was to have ICANN summit in developing countries in Dakar. The idea, again, the original idea was always that during that summit there will be three background documents that will be discussed. One would be regarding the concept of developing countries, what they are. The second is the relationship of ICANN and developing countries. And the third was a set of recommendations for ICANN to implement during a two-year period. Now, that idea was objected as a very early idea, since there was not much information with regard to the scope of what really the summit can contribute. And there was no information with regard to many other factors. Different stakeholders were not represented, etc. So a proposal was to not have a high-level summit in Dakar meeting, but to have a forum with the idea of preparing the grounds for having a future summit on ICANN's role with regard to the developing countries. So during this time and Dakar meeting, the proposal was for setting up a group to start and working on a concept note and to do more scoping work with regard to, you know, what's the purpose of this summit, how it can better complement to the work of ICANN, etc., and many other question marks. So the group will work on the concept note, and this concept note will be discussed finally during the meeting in Dakar. I am part of that group, and I think Rolando is also. Yes? So we'll have to start working. This will not be a very comprehensive concept note, but will be something that will base the discussion during the meeting in Dakar. So in a nutshell, there are many question marks and many a little bit of confusion of the role of this summit and whether we can have it or not, and if we have it, then we better be prepared to not let it fail and not give a bad impression, etc. So follow-up will be working on the concept note, and then there was the idea of creating a formal committee. There was a discussion of who is going to approve this committee? Perhaps the board will do that, etc. There was no decision taken with regard to that. So the committee then will have the responsibility of preparing the groundwork and answering several of those question marks with regard to the preparation of a formal summit on developing countries. So this was in a nutshell. If I forgot anything, Rolando, or I know Ron was there also, right? So you can add to that.
Thank you, Sako. Any additions from...
Your summary was very, very complete, no? Just the discussion was about what means exactly development country, what can we do, no? And what's around and around, no? That's...
Thank you. Anyone else? So, questions or comments on that, please? Maybe I can step in. So is this an official ICANN summit or group, or
you mean the group that has been created? This is a voluntary-based group. I didn't understand if it's going to be official or not. As you can understand, the meeting was very lively and with full of discussions because, again, the participants were really confused on the real role. And then the discussion was that perhaps we need to broaden up the representation here. We need to bring other people and interest groups. So the proposal was that this group will have to work on the concept note, and then a formal perhaps committee or a group has to be set up. But there was no decision on the way and how we'll go. I don't know, Ron, if you have a better...
Can you hear? No, you've described it very well. It was, I think, poorly set up, very little background, very little preparation, and I think that it was very well attended. The meeting was very well attended. There were a lot of people that felt the subject matter was good and were expecting a lot more than we got. And the people in attendance decided that they would do the job properly before... So that when we arrive in Dakar, there will be a prep meeting there rather than here, and take it from there on.
That probably sounds a very sensible route then, given its initial impressions. Dottie?
Can I ask you, are these CCs that are looking for the assistance and involvement in the summit meeting? Are they the countries that are operating the domains, the country code domains?
I did not get the impression that this was a CC project. There are a lot of people there that expected to participate. I may be wrong here, but I didn't get the impression that this was a CC initiative at all, but rather that it was a board initiative or a board member initiative to highlight the relationship between ICANN and developing countries and determine, to use the words that we used, how they could bring the developing countries into ICANN and bring ICANN to the developing countries. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, and that was my understanding. This was a proposal sent by Katim, a board member, and the idea is how ICANN can better serve the developing countries. But still, there is a lot of confusion of who is going to participate in this summit. Is it going to be high level, or is it going to be with participants from different organizations, supporting organizations, etc.? Is it going to be a back-to-back with ICANN meeting, or is it going to be part of the ICANN meeting? Those are, I think, some of the question marks that will have to be worked on, and perhaps during the Dakar meeting, because nobody had a clear response to those issues.
Okay. So, obviously, we'll need you to keep a watching brief on that, but also... given that we have developing countries involved in the CCNSO, perhaps we could offer, no matter what the level, that the CCNSO could make some contribution, not monetary, to that session in terms of training, share of materials, etc., and other such items, perhaps. Thank you. Any further questions or comments for Sokol, then, please? No? Okay. Thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing an update on that in due course. So item 12 on the agenda is liaison updates. First of all, 12.1, the at-large liaison, Ron.
Well, ALAC, as usual, has been working overtime. They have all their regional meetings as well as all their ALAC meetings, and I've attended as many of them as I can. But it's all a work in progress, and historically at ICANN meetings, I do not report back to the council, but rather wait until all the data is in and the decisions have been made, and then produce a summary which I will mail through Gabby to the councillors.
Thank you, Ron. Always very helpful to have it as a placeholder, though, in case there's anything urgent that needs to come to our attention. Okay. Item 12.2 is the GNSO liaison, but unfortunately I have apologies from Hang Tran because inexcusably he's at the GNSO. So we'll have to await an update from him in due course. Moving on then to item 13, unlucky for some, we have applications for membership. And I'd like Roloff to speak firstly to those applications.
Thank you, ma'am. I think 2 weeks before this meeting, we received three applications, one from .gg, one from .ge, and no, JE, and one from .na. Ayanna has been contacted with the question if the applications were done by the proper manager of the TLDs, and if there were any issues that should lead to a discussion on their eligibility to membership. And we received an all clear signal from Ayanna.
Thank you.
Then I forwarded the membership for reaction to the application for membership for reaction to the CCNSO council members, and I have received nothing but positive reactions. So no objections. So I would propose that we adopt them as members of the CCNSO.
Thank you. Before we do that, there was an issue of a cover letter that came with the .na application that we asked Bart to talk about.
This is, in the past we had a similar situation. In October, the 23rd of October 2003, the launching group received an application from Nui to be... to become member. The launching group at the time decided that they only would face make their decisions on the basis of the application form, because it was not in a position to deal with the content of the cover letter as well. So I would say, following that precedent from the launching group, which preceded the CCNSO Council before it was formed, that's why the date was so important, that this cover letter is in that sense, it's noted, but the CCNSO Council is not in a position to take any steps, and it should be viewed as a unilateral statement. So it's not part of the application itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was an application letter. I wonder if you could clarify if those letters are made public.
This letter at least from Nui is in the public archive for all applications. So on the CCNSO website, you will see all the application files.
And the .na letter?
Will be on the in the archive as such as well, because okay. That's the way we received it.
So can you clarify, has that letter been circulated to the council? I'm not sure it has.
I don't know.
Otherwise we're talking about a mysterious letter.
No, it hasn't. Not as far as I know. Shall I circulate it?
Could we just summarise the issue in question, Bart? I can get it out.
Sorry, I assume the letter was circulated as well. So Namibia sent its request through a letter, through the application process. It included the usual application form with all its requirements. As an add-on, there was a cover letter with two statements from the Namibian registry. One is it would not preempt any. I can look it up. It's similar to this one. I don't have the exact language, but one is that it will not waive any existing rights as a result of the application. The Namibian registry would not waive any existing rights it has as the registry. And secondly, there is a special condition regarding the use of funds, etc., for specific areas.
I had found the letter. I thought that it had been circulated. Apologies. So there were two bits. There was a clarification that this particular country code is not a member of the AFTRD, and there was a statement that, in effect, the CCNSO wouldn't be funding the AFTRD. And, of course, we've never actually funded regional organisations anyway. So that's just kind of a statement. And the other statement was that membership in the CCNSO does not affect any rights, which was also a common statement in the new application. It's nothing too radical. I'm perfectly comfortable with that, bearing in mind the work we did on the bylaws to ensure that CC rights were not affected. Keith?
I'm feeling just slightly nervous not having seen the letter, and I'm foreshadowing abstaining or voting against until I see the letter. Thank you.
I have a pet lawyer sat next to me, or a very good lawyer sat next to me. Okay. Youngham and Becky.
I think, Keith, we can send it down to you, but it looks to me like a statement of fact, not anything other than that.
Maybe in that process, let me forward the original letter from the .nu as well, so you have the two in front of you.
Let's pick this one up on the next council call for the moment. I think we're, in principle, fine with the membership, but we just want to seek some reassurance on the letter and also go back to the new A letter, because it was some considerable time ago. Dottie? Then Poilos?
Does somebody have the letter? Can you send us the letter so we can read it and act on it now?
Yeah, we've just said we'll do that, but it's unfair to then expect us to make a decision right away. I think that's what I'm detecting. Poilos?
The same sentiment, that I'm a little bit concerned acting on it since we don't have all the information on it.
Okay. So let me separate these two out. We have an application for membership from .gg and .je, and then a separate item, which is an application for membership from .na. Youngham.
This is an issue that came up when we were discussing the idea and territories, IDN PDP 2, when it was pointed out that with the application of .gg and .je by one person, it would mean that one person could have two votes. Mm-hmm. And although Nigel has said that that it will probably be two separate entities, I would just like to note that for example, in elections for council of the European region, one person may have two votes.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak in response to that? Did you say? So are you asking us to note that, or are you asking us to do something with the application?
I'm just saying, I mean, I've looked at the bylaws. There's nothing that says that one person cannot have two votes. Mm-hmm. as long as they represent. So I'm saying that this is, due process has been met, but there's this additional issue that has come up with this application.
Absolutely noted. So there's two separate issues here. There's the issue of multiple votes, which is something we know we're going to have to deal with in the IDN context anyway. There's the issue of rights, either in a database or in a name itself, the TRD name itself, which we know we're probably going to encounter through the FOI or through the FOI subgroup or drafting group, whatever it's called. So I think both of those are going to come back round to the council in some shape or form. Yeah? Any further comments? What I'm suggesting is we separate the two. So there's, to me, a relatively straightforward .gg and .je application. Yeah? Are we content on that? Can I have a proposer and a seconder? Keith? Roloff, thank you. Welcome to the two .gg and .je. And the second item is the .na application. We will now circulate the letter, and let's pick it up on the next council call. But it is an issue that I think we'll also come back to through the other work that's in progress. Roloff.
I was a bit confused here, but I don't want the secretariat to take the blame for this. I just found out I got the letter earlier. I never saw it, and so I didn't circulate it. But that's my fault, not theirs.
Okay. It's been a long week. And it's only Wednesday. Okay, thank you. So in principle, we will come. I think we're probably okay with that application, but to give councillors an opportunity to see the letter and review its content, we'll come back to that on the next council call, please.
It's 5 lines.
It's not a long letter. Thank you. And I'll go and explain. Okay. Item 13. Oh, sorry, we've done 13. Gosh, item 14. Over the page. Last one-ish. A thank you to Peter Dengate Thresh, the CCNSO-appointed board member. So the draft resolution is that the CCNSO Council resolves to express its deep appreciation to Peter Dengate Thresh for his service to the community as a CCNSO elected representative on the ICANN board from 2005 to June 2011. Peter's depth of knowledge and leadership to resolve issues for the general ICANN community and the issues facing CCTRD managers in particular have been invaluable. The CCNSO Council wishes Peter all success in his future endeavours. Any comments on that?
I'm not sure, but is the word that we use representative, is that a correct word?
No, it's not a representative, is it? It should be a CCNSO elected member. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? So I can't see whose arm that is. Keith, thank you.
Sorry, I just want to associate myself with this motion and would like to propose it both on a personal basis and the fact that Peter's history was from .nz, the same home as myself.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a seconder, please?
Is it by acclamation?
Or by acclamation. Whereas. Thank you. Okay, last item then, any other business? Do any council members have any other business, please? I only have one, which is to say thank you very much to the presenters, the sponsors, and the participants in the CCNSO meeting.
Any other business? Sorry.
Oh, bye.
Informal council call, either the 4th with the chair or with the, not the chair, with Chris and Mike on a debrief of what happened during this week.
We agreed that on our last call.
Yes, but we didn't fix a date yet.
Okay, I'm assuming.
So I will send out a doodle this week in order for them to send it out.
So just by way of background, for those that weren't on the call, this is an offer from our CCNSO elected board members to come back to the CCNSO Council post ICANN meetings to pick up on any issues and to ensure good lines of communication are established and maintained. Okay. Yes, Ronolf?
Being new to the council and being relatively new in the chairmanship of one of the working groups, I just want to say that I am impressed by and I'm grateful for the tremendous amount of work that the two ladies from the Secretariat and Bart are doing to make the CCNSO a success.
That was my second line of thank yous. Absolutely. Thank you, everyone. And with that, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you. Thank you.